Mr. Brewer, so again, we're on page 38, Siman Kuf Lamed Hey. So last time we discussed that we call it Kohen, Levi, and then Israel. We saw the Shara Tzion that on Monday and Thursday, or in a private minyan. It's not so simple that we do that, but we do that. Well, that's what we do. Kohen, Levi, Israel. The reason is because of Shalom. Because really, the bigger Talmud Chacham should get the first Aliyah, but everybody feels they're the bigger Talmud Chacham. So that would lead to problems. So, not here, but in other places. But, so therefore, we do something more definitive. Everybody knows the Kohen, Levi, Israel, and that takes care of the problem. Then in Dalit, we saw that the whole idea about the person has to be able to read, even if he can't lame, but he has to be able to read what the Chazan is saying, or what the Baal Kor is reading. And we saw the Ramah about that. The Mishnah Berurah, which we didn't do, says that today we don't exactly check whether people can read along with the Baal Kor or not. We assume that they can. That's the assumption, that they can. Again, the issue is if they can't, how can they make the bracha? They can't read. Okay. Hey. Imaseva Torah Pesuach, if the Torah is open, in other words, they're about to lane. They're about to lane. And the Kohen Koreis HaShema, and the Kohen is reading Shema. Eino Roshoi Lahasik, so he shouldn't stop. He shouldn't stop in the middle of Shema. The Kohen Yisrael Mim Kohen, call Yisrael in his place. Now, of course, this is assuming he's the only Kohen. He's the only Kohen, so since he's in the middle of Shema, so he can't interrupt to get the Aliyah, so we just call Yisrael. Now, let's do the Ramah. V'chein betana sha'achar Pesach v'sukkos, shekorin v'ayachal, also on the fast days after Pesach and Sukkos, which was yesterday. So y'all know, people down here in the shul, what Bahab is, right? So yesterday was the Bahab, or it was the of the Bahab, the first Monday. So Monday, Thursday, and the following Monday. So, you know, some people fast. I don't know, very few people fast. Some places say Slichos. We say Avinu Malkeinu, right? Everybody knows that. So let's say you had a Bahab, and then it's Mincha time, and you're reading Vayachal. They're reading Vayachal, like any fast day, if you had 10 fasters. Now you got a Kohen in the crowd, but he's not fasting. He's not fasting. So then, Ve'enchan Kohen Misana, Ena Kohen Misana, Ramah says, if the Kohen's not fasting, Kohen Yisrael, so you just call the Yisrael. Ve'tol She'ela HaKohen Ve'esach Nesis. Best thing is if the Kohen should leave. Okay, so now this introduces the idea of that we're worried about the begam of the Kohen. In other words, we're worried about that people, you know, here we're careful about Lashon Hara, that people in the shul, where we have a laning, and so everybody knows you call a Kohen. This guy, we've always called him up as a Kohen. All of a sudden, he's around, and we're not calling him. Ah, maybe they found out something. Maybe his lineage isn't so great. Maybe, you know, who knows what. So therefore, we're worried about that. So therefore, we ask the Kohen to leave. So therefore, that those type of false rumors won't start because he's not around, right? He had to, I don't know, he had to go to the restroom. He had to, you know, go into Mr. Jacob's office. You know, whatever. You know, there's a lot of reasons. So that would alleviate the problem. But now, with that in mind, so let's go back to the first part. So the first halacha, the first part of the halacha was, if we're about to lane, and there's a Kohen, but the Kohen's saying Shema. So then you could call Yisrael, no problem. And the Kohen would not have to leave in that case. Again, the Ramah introduced this idea that let's say in certain cases, maybe the Kohen should leave. Why? Because people might start chattering about him. So in the first case, the Kohen doesn't have to leave. Why? Because everybody sees he's saying Shema. Everybody sees he's got the tzitzis, you know, he's kissing the tzitzis. Or, the Mishnah Berurah says the same thing would apply to Shemoneh Esrei. The Kohen's davening is standing Shemoneh Esrei. You could see he's davening Shemoneh Esrei. So that paranoid we're not. We don't say that, the Kohen's saying Shemoneh Esrei or saying Shema. So tell him, you know, you better leave. You know why? Because if you stay here, so then everybody will say you're not a Kohen. Everybody could see he's saying Shemoneh Esrei, and everybody knows God guy's davening Shemoneh Esrei. Now again, he's the only Kohen. Obviously, the Mishnah Berurah says if he's not the only Kohen, there's another Kohen. He should go up to the Gabbai and show somehow that he's about to daven. So don't call me up. You know, call the other Kohen, whatever other Kohen, right? But again, that's, as I say, that's not a fun case. Let's turn the screws a little, make it that he's the only Kohen. So again, if he's the only Kohen and he's saying Shema or he's saying Shemoneh Esrei, everybody could see it. So there's no angle, there's no room to say, oh, everybody's going to start talking about it, right? The only case is, let's take the second case. It's a fast day. It's not a major fast day, right? It's Bahab. You know, like I said before, most people don't even fast Bahab. So if he doesn't get Kohen, so what will people say? So according to the Ramah, the first idea would be, so everybody say he's not fasting, so he's not a bum, right? He's not a bum, because a lot of people don't fast. What's the big deal? So now he doesn't get the aliyah. What are people going to think? People are going to think, not fasting. No, he's not fasting. We don't necessarily ask him to leave. Why? He's not fasting a Bahab. So a lot of people don't ask him to fast Bahab. That's no big problem. Then the Ramah comes and says, but maybe it's better for him to leave. Maybe it's better for him to leave. Again, Mishnah Berurah says, really, he doesn't have to. Because everybody knows he's not fasting. You can figure that out. But the Mishnah Berurah says, Rach lecha chila, delecha chila tov sheyelech meisak neses. It's best he should leave in this type of case, because maybe people will start chattering. This way we alleviate that problem. Okay, now again, we'll stop here for today, but the Mishnah Berurah goes on to an interesting case. We just had it. Well, we didn't have it. A very interesting idea that some places used to have a custom that on Shabbos Brachos, right, 2.5 weeks ago, that they would sell the very first aliyah. I don't know if you get a Chinese yarmulke for it, but I don't know. But
depends on what you pay for.
That's right. We'll work it out. Enough, we'll get you a Chinese yarmulke. But so they would sell the very, very, because people want the bracious aliyah, right? Not only cost them the Torah, right? This would be the very first aliyah. So the person would buy it, would not necessarily be a Kohen. So could he get the aliyah if there's a Kohen in the house, which you have to assume there is. So again, so the Mishnah Berurah says, yeah, because that's the custom. That's the custom in the shul, so that's the way it is. And if the Kohen doesn't like it, tough luck. And again, he questions whether that was a good minhag altogether to institute such a minhag. But let's say there is such a minhag. So then the guy who gave the big bucks could circumvent the Kohen in that case. And the Mishnah Berurah goes to a whole rationale that when they made it originally, the Kohen, and though back then, agreed to it, so then that becomes set in place, and that's the minhag, and that's it. But again, there's a question whether they should do this minhag altogether. Again, we don't have any more Chinese yarmulkes, so we're just going to have to wait till next year, I guess. Okay, and we'll pick this up another tomorrow, hopefully.